From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of September 9th, 2019.
Storm surge is a dangerous event during a hurricane, where furious winds are driving deadly flows of water from our seas to our shores.
That's a stark message from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, about storm surge. NOAA defines storm surge as an abnormal rise of water generated by a storm over and above the predicted astronomical tides and produced by water being pushed toward the shore by the force of winds associated with the storm. During Hurricane Dorian in the first week of September 2019, storm surge, along with high winds and heavy rainfall, was predicted to cause some of the most severe impacts experienced along the U.S. Atlantic coast. Dorian won't be the last Atlantic tropical cyclone ever to threaten Virginia or other coastal areas with storm surge. It may not even be the last one this year. So that storm's unwelcome arrival is a good time to revisit a Virginia Water Radio episode on storm surge, done previously in response to other hurricanes. For an introduction to storm surge potential, have a listen for about 90 seconds to excerpts from, first, a 2013 National Hurricane Center video, and second, a 2010 Virginia Department of Emergency Management video. The latter includes a list of Virginia areas most vulnerable to storm surge flooding in any given storm.
I'm Daniel Brown, hurricane specialist at NOAA's National Hurricane Center in Miami. Storm surge is the deadliest hazard associated with hurricanes. It's a rise in the sea level produced by water being pushed toward the shore by the force of the winds within a storm. But storm surge is not just a coastal event. In some areas, the seawater can travel well inland with devastating consequences. Storm surge is strongly influenced by a hurricane's track, forward motion, intensity, and size. Changes in any of these storm characteristics will significantly alter the amount of storm surge.
Atlantic hurricanes and tropical storms can put Virginia's coast at risk for flooding. Near the coast, such flooding could be caused by storm surge. It can increase the normal high tide by 15 feet or more. Wind-driven waves on top of the storm surge can cause severe damage. Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Chesapeake, Portsmouth, Suffolk, Hampton, Newport News, Pocosin, the Middle Peninsula, the Northern Neck, the Eastern Shore, and areas along the James River are all vulnerable to storm surge. If you live in an area that may flood, you should be prepared to leave immediately when officials issue an evacuation order for your community. Know your risk. Be prepared before the storm hits.
For more information on storm surge, visit the National Hurricane Center's Storm Surge Overview website, online at nhc.noaa.gov/surge. Here's hoping for safety and recovery for people and places in the path of Dorian and any other tropical cyclone. We close with about 25 seconds of tropical cyclone-inspired music. Here's Tropical Tantrum, composed for Virginia Water Radio by Torrin Hallett, a graduate student at Manhattan School of Music in New York. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.